It's almost over regulation. Almost. I mean, you could. We all understand safety, right? That there's a certain logic to safety. Some things are safe and some things are not. And nobody wants the problems connected with things not really being safe. Over regulation is as much of a problem as under regulation. It's too much of a good thing, right? The balance is important. And you can have too much of anything, right? You can have too much water, right? Person can die. A person can drown in water, even though water is essential for life. And the focus is wrong, because the focus is saving something now, but only to pay something more later. So it's visible almost everywhere in society. I mean, you can buy cheap food, right? You can buy cheap food, but you pay with your health over a long period of time. You can buy cheap cars, but the cost of repairing the car constantly and taking it to the garage and fixing
Exactly.
little bits and pieces, it's a long-term investment, because quality requires quality. Yeah, and very few things stay the same. You can either get better or get worse, right? Very few things stay the same. And if you change something, you have to be sure that it's going to be better. If you are unsure, then there's a high probability that it will actually get worse. Now you can take a risk. You can take a risk, but you don't need to. Right? You don't need to take a risk if you're making a good investment, a clever investment, a better investment, or thinking long term, how things will work out, and how many fewer problems you will have in the long term if you have quality. And it's very much a question of how many problems do you want to have. In another sense, the numbers can be anything you want them to be, but the numbers won't make you happy. It's the amount of work that you have to do, and your ability to make intelligent decisions, that will make you happy. So fulfilling boxes with numbers may help with certain aspects of the business, but I think that there's a lot of people not thinking about the long-term aspects in business, and they want a quick and easy solution. And I think you must have experience of quite a lot of clients who switch customers and then are not happy. It's not so easy to switch back, because you lose your position in the game, and you kind of have to go back to zero. You lose your negotiating power when you want to switch back after a period of time. And it's also crazy that you can try to communicate with people and persuade them of things that you know which are true, which are facts, and yet they will still go down the wrong road, because they'll be looking at what they can save this year. They won't be looking at what they have to spend next year in order to resolve the difference, or to solve the problem if it's related to that area of business. And so must be frustrating as well. It must be frustrating to watch people make mistakes, but also interesting to sit back and you know what's going to happen, right? I mean, you've been in the industry for a long time. You've had a lot of experience. You could tell them exactly what's going to happen. This is not going to work. I'll see you in 6 months when you get back in contact with me and you ask me to help you solve the problems that you've created. And then you have to listen to me repeat again, I'm sorry, I can't do it, because in the way that the business is designed, you can't mix and match from different companies, right? You can't mix and match the systems. And big companies have, they have trademarks, they have patents, they've got a security in place to protect their business. You can't cheat your way around it. There's no shortcut. There's no easy. Okay, if there was an easy way to solve it, if there was a really easy way to solve it, everybody would be doing it. The reason why the trademarks and patents are in place is because it's not an easy thing to solve, and people have put time and effort and energy into finding a way to solve a rather complex problem. The nature of business is that we want to solve problems, but we solve problems by creating new problems for ourselves. And that there's a lot of people still going to make mistakes. But once the decision is made, there's not much that anybody can do about it. Just to sit back and wait, and to watch other people have problems. There's a lot to be said for being patient in business, for waiting 3 months, 6 months to a year, not doing nothing, but being passively active, right? You just, feeding out information to
Yeah.
people, letting them come to the realization of their mistake, and still being there to help them. And by help them, I mean remind them that it was their mistake. It's conditional, because it's, look, I can help you, but I was thinking yesterday about the concept of price and cost. Yeah. Now, although we use these words very, very similarly, that they're interchangeable, price and cost. However, very often the price, and this is a really good phrase for business, the price is not worth the cost. You can pay the price, but can you pay the cost, which is the long-term problems created by the short-term actions? Yeah, you can pay the price right now, but it's not worth the cost in the long term. It's not worth the problems created by those very actions.